Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good Wednesday morning, Raw Feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Hey, it seems like a lot of people are getting puppies lately. And so we want to talk a little bit about how do you feed a puppy? There is a great article in our Learning Center written by Neely Piazza, who has raised a lot of puppies. And we have a lot of breeders that raise puppies. And it's just, it's really not that hard. We want to get our puppies started on a species appropriate diet. Okay. You know, besides the crate and besides toys in our bed, okay, you've got to figure out what you're going to feed this little bundle of joy. And of course, we say feed that puppy raw. Feed that puppy raw. Now, a lot of people need something more than that. They're like, well, what do you mean when we talk about feeding raw? Well, it's really quite easy. Here is what Neely Piazza says. And of course, you can read this article in our Learning Center. Also, there's another great podcast with a link in that article. It's Puppy Shots, What Every Parent Should Know. Okay, you want to understand about puppy shots as you're out there thinking about looking for a puppy and then bringing a puppy home. Do you have the option to talk to your breeder about no vaccines so that you can make decisions in their life? Also, let me just remind you that Dr. Todd Cooney, who is up in Kokomo, Indiana, who is also one of our experts, he does NOSODES, N-O-S-O-D-E-S, for the puppies on instead of the puppy shots. And so parvo is a big one. He's talked about his research when puppies are injected with a parvovirus. They typically get parvo. So we want to try to not do that. And how do you protect them? And he's going to, he has that information about parvo. Again, he is Dr. Todd Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y, up in Kokomo, Indiana. All right. So how do you feed puppies? Well, for the most part, the principles for raw feeding a puppy are exactly the same as an adult dog. The biggest differences are going to involve the number of meals and the amount of food at each feeding. And that's easy to figure out because you just go to our puppy feeding calculator. It's the second one on our site under feeding raw. You'll see that drop down menu. It says feeding calculator. And you want to make sure that you put your puppy's age in weeks in there as well. Okay. Now, Neely says most puppies do well if they're fed three times a day until they're 6 months or so old. Then you can decrease it to twice a day. And by the time they're a year old, they should be fine with once a day, or you can continue with that twice a day. Neely does feed the once a day method. And she said, listen, the corgis, because she had six of them, never really got fed three times a day. And they were only fed twice a day until they were 9 or 10 months old. And then they went right to once a day. Now, that's a convenience thing for her because she has a lot of dogs. And she didn't want to, you know, it was just easier. So it doesn't really matter. Okay. That's just preference when they get to be that 9 or 10 months old. Now, how much to feed? We talk about that. Just check at that feeding chart for puppies, because as the amount changes, it's based on their age and their weight. But remember, it's also based on what you see, because you don't want fat, roly-poly puppies. You want nice, lean puppies that grow relatively slow. So you may need to tweak the amount your puppy gets as you watch their weight and their age. Okay. This is one of the dangers of feeding puppies kibble. They grow way too fast, and it increases the probability that they're going to have bone and joint problems. So your puppy should have good energy and should grow steadily, but slowly. Raw-fed puppies tend to skip. Raw-fed puppies also tend to skip the high in the front, high in the back, uneven growth spurts that you often see with the unconventionally reared puppies, which are raw-fed dogs, okay? So if you're transitioning your puppy from kibble, the best thing to do is switch them what? Cold turkey. Just switch them cold turkey. Now, you can add in our healthy gut supplement to get those digestive enzymes going so they can digest bone properly. But don't mix kibble and raw. We've talked about that and many, many times. And a lot of breeders are going to say, no, you need to keep them on the kibble. Not our breeders, but a lot of breeders will say that. But it's hard on these young puppies to mix those two types of food. The starch in kibble slows down that digestion. It raises the pH in the gut. Both of those are going to greatly increase the potential for pathogenic bacteria, which can lead to digestive upset, diarrhea, and other not so pleasant things for you and your puppy, okay? And Neely has talked about that many, many, many times. Now, if you aren't able to rotate, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, for any dog, even if it's not a puppy, you really need to get some whole food vitamins and minerals in there, and that's going to be the phytoplankton phytosynergy on our website, all right? But your puppy should really eat any of the 80-10-10 blends, the PMR bottle blends, the veggie blends, and you can still add in those extra feet, heads, necks, because it's all about variety. Now, many people are worried about what kind of bones should I give my puppy? Well, you can do the soft ones, the poultry. Those are duck heads, the skinless chicken necks or turkey necks, and also extra green tripe. That's really, really good. Now, how much green tripe is going to be determined by your dog's poop, all right? But Neely says, listen, you can do two green tripe meals just totally by themselves a week. And you can also mix in with any blend up to 40% green tripe. Again, it's going to be dependent upon your dog's digestion and their poops, but it's an excellent blend to put in the green tripe I'm talking about if your dog's poops get too hard. Because listen, they're balanced in their calcium and their phosphorus ratio. So you're not going to be, you know, screwing up the balance that's already in the blend. Neely also says, remember, nutrition is not an exact science. You guys know that it can't be. She talks about all of the studies that have been done on dogs. They use a reductionistic model with isolated proteins and nutrients. And the body just doesn't work that way. Not our body, not dog's body. So it's a, you know, dance of checks and balances. And if you do a lot of rotation, you're going to be fine. And she said, that's why you really can't go wrong with a natural whole food species appropriate diet. What is that? What is that? Meat, organ, bone based for dogs. Okay. But you can't go right, guys, she says, with a processed, unnatural grain based diet or even grain free diet, regardless of the argument out there that says that, you know, these dogs have evolved to eat all this stuff. And they may have evolved, but it's still not healthy. And we've talked about that many, 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 many times. Also, you can add eggs to your puppy's meal. How many eggs? Well, one a day is great. You can also do whole fish. And we have the sardines and the mackerel. You just want to thaw those out, put it in a bowl of warm water, let it thaw for 15 minutes, take it outside and let them go to town on those fish. Now, I have seen where some dogs are looking at the fish going, what in the world is that? You may have to work with them. You may have to chop the fish up. You may have to cut them up a little bit, but don't give up because the fish are so great in their omega-3s and their vitamin D. All right. So make sure that you don't give up too soon, because I do see this. I do see that this happens. Don't be afraid of the bones. The bones in the blends, you can smash it down with a fork. If you see something that's too big and it bugs you, take it out. But your dog's typically going to leave it in the bowl. And there aren't any bones in these blends that are larger than your dog's esophagus. It's just the esophagus is going to stretch 2.5 times its size when they're swallowing something, number one. And they're going to swallow it, okay, because those bones are too small for them to chew them up. It's just, that's the way it is. Don't be afraid of it. We've had people that said, you're going to kill a dog. Well, we haven't. That may be a fear that you have, but fear doesn't always equate into realistic situations. So puppies are going to chew on everything. So I would be very cautious with your puppy about toys, whether they are fabric toys or plastic toys. I would be very cautious about materials, blankets, any kind of pee-pee pads that might be around with plastic on it, anything that's got a string that they can swallow. Those type of things will cause problems in your puppies. So make sure that you do not let them chew on things like that. Deer antlers, people like those. I'm not big fans of those. They're very, very hard. And if they were, and I don't know that they could even get a piece of those off, but let's just say they did. Is it going to digest with the level of pH? I don't know. I've seen some pretty sad things happen from those deer antlers. But as far as extra bones to give, you can do duck feet, chicken feet a couple of times a week. Again, those duck heads are soft. But another thing that a lot of breeders do is that they use these very hard bison bones, and they let those puppies chew on those until they lose their little teeth. Because, man, they love to chew on stuff. And we don't want that to be your couch or your brand new pair of shoes or your nice purse. We don't want that. So give your puppy something that they can chew on. But again, it's variety, variety, variety. Neely would say you got to at least try to follow this protocol. 2 breads, beef, rabbit, 1 poultry, the poultry category, duck, turkey, chicken. And you know what? Pork is has a profile very similar to chicken. And then she's going to say 1 fish. If you can do that and rotate all of that, and the rotation, what does that mean? Well, doesn't matter how often you rotate, but let's try to give them something different every week. You can do it every day, but at least every week. All right. So a lot of people will start out with 2 weeks worth of food. So they'll get 2 proteins, whether that is something like a Wolfram Plus that has a beef, tripe, bone organ, has great level of heart in there as well. And then they'll also do 1 of the turkeys. A lot of times they do the turkey PMR, and then they'll get some bones. And also remember the treats. Puppies love treats. Let's not give crappy treats. The great treats in the store are all air dried. They're just the animal protein and organ. So it's going to be the heart. There's liver in there. There's lung in there. There's tendons in there. There's bully sticks. Don't do raw hides. We've said that a gazillion times, but don't do that. Okay. So if you want to take a look at this article, it'll help you. It gives you links to a lot of the products. It's in the Learning Center. Remember, your feeding chart is right under Feeding Raw. Click on Feeding Charts. When you go there, your puppy is still a puppy until 68 weeks. Go down to the chart, put your puppy's weight in, and then do the drop-down menu on the age in weeks. So if he's, 0 to 10 weeks, put that in there. Let's say he's 10 pounds, and now you get, wow, this is what's incredible. If your puppy is 10 pounds and he's only 10 weeks old, he's going to eat 1 pound of food a day. These calculators are a day. there will come a time, and we see this all the time, that puppies sort of pull back, and it's either that the pet parents have not adjusted their feedings, and the puppies are walking away from the food, and that's fine. Dr. Ian Billinghurst, we all say it's fine to have your puppies a little hungry. They don't have to be just like fed all the time. Enjoy your puppy. Get over to rawdogfoodandco.com. We can help you. We ship the raw. We ship out every Monday and Tuesday. Yes, we ship anywhere that UPS goes, right here in the U.S. So we can help you. We've also got on the contact page, I'm overwhelmed. If you need help, you can click on that button. You can also work with our experts. That's going to be Dr. Todd Cooney. Maybe you want to contact him about your puppy shots. Dr. Judy Jasek, who can help you also with some alternative things to the pharmaceuticals. We've got Neely Piazza, who's a great pet nutritionist, as is Dr. Andy Harper. We've got everyone that can help you right here at Raw Dog Food & Co., where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap!
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.